So we tell the devil, I dare you, you defeated foe. We got to stop tipping around with the devil and his mess. I double dog. You put your hands on me. You put your hand on my child. You put your hand on my stuff. You're going to suffer for this. You're going to wish you never touched. We got to be like our Father God. Can I talk to y'all tonight? Got to be like our Father God. Jesus said, I beheld Satan falling like lightning. And he didn't try that. He tried it one time, never did it again.
Amen.
God wants you to know you've been joined to such power and authority as he has. And the devil is trying to bully you. But we need to put the bully in his place, and that's beneath our feet.
Amen.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
So listen, he said, I pray that the light of God will do what?
Illuminate
the eyes, your imagination. That's your heart. Your inner being, who you are. Illuminated. You're not, it's not unsure. Do I think I see what I'm thinking? No, I know I see what I'm seeing. I know what I know. And I know how to do what I see, what I'm seeing, and I know how to say it the right way. I know how to channel this. I know how to release it. The imagination, the illumination of your eyes, of your heart, I keep trying to say heart, but it says imagination flooded with light. Until what? You experience the full revelation of the hope of his calling. Till you do what? Experience the full revelation. And the word of God, when you open up, it won't be just another book. It'll be God talking to you.
Amen.
You sit down at your table. You sit down at your desk in the morning. When you open up, say, I'm about to have a conversation with my Father.
Amen.
It won't be, I just read my Bible. No, he just talked to me and I heard what he said. And I put it in my heart, and I'm putting it into practice today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So revelation light, revelation of the hope of his calling. That is the wealth of God's what? Glorious inheritance that he finds in us, his Holy One. We are his inheritance. Remember we talked about that last week? When you inherited something from your ancestors or your loved one that deceased and go on be with the Lord, or they cease to be in this earth, and they leave an inheritance. That's your inheritance. Their inheritance don't go and do something for somebody else. We are God's inheritance. God tell us what to do and how to be expensive and operate in this earth. That's why he wants us to have a revelation. Satan do not have right to you. You're God's inheritance.
Amen.
You belongs to him. He inherit you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So I pray, let's see where we stop it. I pray that you will continue to experience what? The immeasurable greatness of God's power. Since he inherit you, he wants you to experience the immeasurable greatness of his power. You have no business experiencing the devil's work in your life. You've been delivered from him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You've been delivered from him. You should be. That's what we are going to do in this hour. We are going to experience what the greatness of God's power made available to you, to me, says made available to me. Through faith. I got faith. I have faith.
I have faith.
God dealt to me the measure of faith. And I'm growing it. Say this, my faith is growing exceedingly. Not a little bit, but it's exceedingly. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now watch what happened. Your lies will be an advertisement of this what? Immense power as it works through you. This is the mighty power that was what? Released when God raised Christ from the dead. When what? When God raised Christ from the dead, this mighty power was released then. When God raised Christ from the dead and did what? Exalted him to the place of highest honor and supreme authority in the heavenly realm. Did what? He exalted him and raised to the heavenly realm. That was, now watch this. I'm going to read it again. To go back to it, let me read it again. You begin in verse 20. Your line will be an advertisement. This is closing of 19. Your line will be an advertisement of the immense power as it works through you. This is the mighty power that was released when God raised Christ from the dead and exalted him to the place of the highest honor and supreme authority in the heavenly realm.